Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. In this episode, we find some lesser-known classics of Italian neorealism. I hope you enjoy the show. Anyone remotely interested in movies will associate Italian cinema with the names Federico Fellini, Roberto Rossellini, Vittorio De Sica, Michelangelo Antonioni, Piero Pasolini, and Luchino Visconti. These five names are regarded as the pillars upon which Italian cinema grew and flourished in the years after the Second World War. But it would be inaccurate to suppose that they alone formed and influenced what has come since. The two decades after the war were extremely fertile in Italy, and there were many writers who were also directors. You will often find multiple entries as writers and collaborators, which belies a hotbed of creativity at that time, which is often referred to as the Golden Age. In this programme, I'd like to introduce you to some names that are perhaps unfamiliar. The first is Alberto Lattuada, who began his career as a writer and then co-directed Fellini's first feature, Luci del Verrata, in 1950. He's known for a distinct visual style and dark satirical humour, often attacking hypocrisy. In Mafioso, a dark comedy made in 1962, he follows Alberto Sordi, a factory foreman, on a trip to Sicily to introduce his wife and daughter to his family. On the trip, he becomes obliged to the local don and has to bear the consequences. Here's the excellent opening titles music by Piero Piccioni. Also in 1962, Dino Risi gave us Il Sorpasso with Vittorio Gassman, Jean-Louis Trintignant, and a delicious Catherine Spark. It's a delightful bittersweet comedy with plenty of atmosphere, capturing the lives and vanities of Italian society. A young student, Trintignant, is taken on a road trip by the playboy Gassman, during which he realises appearances can be deceptive. Here's Emilio Pericoli singing Quando, Quando, Quando.
Quando, tu verrai. Dimmi quando, 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 l'anno, il giorno e l'ora in cui forse tu mi bacerai. Ogni istante attenderò, fino a quando, 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 d'improvviso ti vedrò, sorridente accanto a me. Se vuoi dirmi di sì, devi dirlo perché non ha senso per me la mia vita senza te. Dimmi quando tu verrai. Dimmi quando, 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 e baciando mi dirai, non ci lasceremo mai. Per me la mia vita senza te. Dimmi quando tu verrai. Dimmi quando, 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 e baciando mi dirai, non ci lasceremo mai. E baciando mi dirai, non ci lasceremo mai. E baciando mi dirai, non ci lasceremo mai. Dimmi quando, quando.
The year before, Valerio Zerlini made Girl with a Suitcase, starring a stunning young Claudia Cardinale and Jacques Perrin. Perrin plays a well-to-do schoolboy who befriends the jilted girlfriend of his elder brother. It's beautifully made, and the two leads have a wonderful connection. This is Peppino Di Capri with Abreti Sesamo.
Thank you.
Next, we have An Average Little Man from 1977 by Mario Monicelli. Alberto Sordi plays a mild-mannered, downtrodden bureaucrat who is forced to react to an unexpected turn of events in his family. This film begins as a comedy but throws a curveball. It reminds me a lot of Psycho. Here's the excellent end titles music by Giancarlo Chiaramello. The Big Night in 1959 was directed by Mauro Bolognini and was taken from a Pasolini novel. It follows the events of a night in Rome as two small-time crooks wander from one situation into another. Everything clicks in this film. Great camera work by Armando Nannuzzi, great performances, a great script and a great jazz score by Piero Piccioni. It's a brave film dealing with untouchable subjects at the time, crime, prostitution, and homosexuality. Here's the opening titles music by Piero Piccioni.
Thank you.
In 1950, Pietro Germi made The Path of Hope, the story of a group of Sicilian miners who head to France illegally, where there are jobs for them. It's a truly beautiful film in which every frame is exquisitely composed by Leonida Barboni. Here's the opening titles music by Carlo Rusticelli. In 1963 came The Visit, directed by Antonio Pietrangeli. It's a simple story about a woman living in the countryside who is visited by a suitor who has replied to her post in a Lonely Hearts column. It's wonderfully played by Sandra Milo and François Perrier, and Mario Adorf makes his film debut as the village simpleton Cucuracha. This is the opening titles music by Armando Trovajoli. Splendor, in 1989, written and directed by Ettore Scola, is the sad story of a cinema that has to close because of dwindling audiences. Marcello Mastroianni plays the owner Jordan, and we follow his lifetime love affair with the cinema. It also stars the great Massimo Troisi. It's beautifully shot in Arpino, south of Rome. This is the main theme from the opening titles by Armando Trovajoli. La Bella di Lodi was the only cinematic release directed by Mario Missiroli. Made in 1963, it starred Stefania Sandrelli as the moneyed daughter of an industrialist who takes up with a mechanic she meets on the beach. Again, there is great chemistry between the two leads, and we observe the class structure in Italy against the birth of industrialism. It wasn't appreciated when it was released, but is well worth a watch. Here's the opening title music by Piero Umiliani. La Vita Agra is a dark comedy made by Carlo Lizzani in 1964, which follows the life of a depressed intellectual, played by Ugo Tognazzi, as he observes the changes Italy is going through at the time. It's full of wonderful comments and comic moments. Here's Enzo Iannucci singing My Brother's Umbrella.
So se è la prima volta che si sente questa storia. La storia di uno che cercava un ombrello. L'ombrello di suo fratello non era tornato nemmeno a mangiare per cercare l'ombrello di suo fratello. Roba di lusso, un vero gioiello. Roba di suo fratello. E già, ma com'era quell'ombrello? Intanto era di mio fratello. Suo fratello, un tipo sfacciato, maleducato, raccomandato. Non era tornato nemmeno a mangiare per cercare l'ombrello di suo fratello. Roba di lusso, un vero gioiello, roba di suo fratello. Allora, dunque, trovato l'ombrello? No, non l'aveva trovato, ma poteva continuare, continuare a cercare. Guarda quest'altro, dice il fratello, un altro ombrello, guarda che bello. Chissà di chi era quell'ombrello, non certo di suo fratello. Ma come, io non torno nemmeno a mangiare per cercare l'ombrello di mio fratello. E quello lì perché è sfacciato, raccomandato, ruba gli ombrelli. Però anche questo, che roba, che bello, che bell'ombrello, un vero gioiello, chissà di chi era quell'ombrello, ormai roba di mio fratello. La 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 la. Roba di suo fratello, roba di suo fratello.
This list is just the tip of an iceberg. The period was rightfully called the Golden Age, and I keep discovering classic films made in this period by unfamiliar names. This is not to belittle the contributions made by Fellini and the other four directors, whose talents were remarkable, but to think they worked alone would be wrong. Finally, I want to recommend to you Riso Amaro, directed by Giuseppe De Santis from 1949. It's a wonderful film about the search for work in the rice fields of northern Italy, starring Vittorio Gassman, Silvana Mangano and Raf Valone. The fabulous script highlights the collaborations that took place at the time, no less than 11 writers contributing to the script, including Carlo Lizzani, Mario Monicelli, Gianni Puccini and Giuseppe De Santis. I hope you get a chance to see any of these films. You won't regret it, I promise you.